CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to another episode of Unbranded. I am Timothy Maurice, and this is a show where we explore the beautiful link between human and brand behavior. I'm a four-time author, and I've dedicated my career to this discipline of really understanding how to optimize brain power to have a greater ability to elevate your brand's power, whether it's your personal individual brand or an organization's brand. I am grateful for everyone who subscribes to Unbranded. I tell you that every week because I really mean it. For those of you who subscribe on iTunes and listen on cliffcentral.com, thank you. When you click and share the podcast with your friends, you enable me to continue doing this work, allowing you to listen for free. So if you don't share it and make more people aware of this content, I'm going to have to start charging you. Fortunately, we won't have to do that because I know how much you guys love to share and bring people on board this conversation. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Please go to my website, www.timothymaurice.com. For those of you who haven't had a chance to see the work I'm doing with CNBC Africa, you'll get a chance to engage extraordinary leading women that I'm interviewing across the continent. I'm having so much fun meeting phenomenal people, literally from South Africa to the rest of the world. My show there is called Inside Her C-Suite, her corporate suite, Inside Her C-Suite, interviewing leading women who are entrepreneurs, executives, and just genuine people who are impacting and shaping society. The show airs on CNBC at 8:45 on Tuesday evenings, as well as a few repeats on Saturday, Sunday, and so forth. So please check it out. Go to my website. You can see previous interviews with people like Natasha Sedaris, from founder of Tasha's, to Kanye Ndlomo, founder of Indalo Media, and Basisana Kamara, so many more. My goal is to interview people who are also not well known. If you know people who I should interview, either on this platform or on TV, please email me, info@timothymaurice.com or Timothy Maurice, M-A-U-R-I-C-E, timothymaurice@gmail.com. Today, I have a show that's quite personal and fun for me. It's about youth, not necessarily about Youth Month, but about exploring youth. This podcast is inspired by the billions spent on ordinary people trying to regain their youth. Wrinkle removers, middle-aged men purchasing fast cars, the increase in cosmetic surgeries from both men and women. The beauty industry globally is a trillion-dollar industry and growing fast, from skin lighteners to everything you can imagine. And it's not just South Africa. It's literally around the world. In India, skin lightening, looking younger, is a multi-billion industry. So I wanted to explore it a bit and just sort of probe. And I wanted to see why. And I want you to question yourself. And I want you to be thinking about, what is it that inspires you to pursue youth at such a high cost, at such a high percentage of your income? I want you to also think about, from a branding perspective, if people are out there and they're exploring youth, what does that mean for you as an influencer? What does that mean for you as an entrepreneur? If you're trying to reach youth, how do you reach them? If people are hell-bent on trying to appear younger, then how do you get to them? What does it mean to be able to get to a young person and be able to tap into something they really care about? If you're like me and you're getting older and you're on social media and you're trying to build your following, the reality is that you need to be able to appeal to youth on some level, because these young people are going to get older and they're going to want to be able to engage you on your thoughts, and you're going to need to be able to capture their mind. I'm also guilty. I'm not going to judge. I also want to look younger. What would happen if I stopped coloring my hair? I literally would look 10 years older because I would be like literally almost full gray. I often ask myself, what would be the consequences of letting my hair go, becoming all gray? Would less people listen to this podcast? Would fewer people buy books and listen to my talks? Of course not. Or wait, maybe it would. Studies show that the more youthful you appear and look, the more sales careers are impacted. This would make sense in retail if you have a young, vibey, and perky young person helping you with your car purchase. It could trigger emotions my grandmother may not. But of course, this is subjective and not all career require youth. I doubt a youthful 20-something Pope would be taken very seriously. But I want you to be thinking quickly about the areas in your career that require youth. And I also want you to be thinking about your own relationship with getting older. What does it mean to you? Do you feel more frail? Do you feel more vulnerable? Going bald is such a massive thing for men, primarily because, according to scientists, our instincts as observers are, this person is becoming vulnerable, more weak. This person is becoming a person who does not have the stamina of a young person. So we feel threatened. And that's why we, as bald men going bald, go out and buy powerful cars. We want to be able to literally subsidize our elderly selves with youth. So that's what this conversation is about. Irrespective of your job, career, or social position, most of us are attempting on some level to reconcile our aging with the youth in us. The technical definition of reconcile is to restore friendly relations between. I've seen people become angry with their older selves. I notice at times when I play basketball, the next morning, I have things happening inside of my body that I never had. I used to be able to recover much quicker. I've seen myself on a number of workshop series where I have to go 4 days straight and I'm standing the entire day presenting, or I'm going back to back in interviews and my brain is not as sharp as it was. I found myself questioning myself. And perhaps this is the crux of the conversation. If a brand can come on board and make me stop questioning myself, I'm going to be highly loyal to that brand. I'm going to be able to override logic and probably even pay more. So if you're out selling anything, and if you're a person who is grappling with their youth, this is the conversation for you. Many see the period prior to adulthood as some sort of wasteland where, even if you do have fond memories, the goal was always to grow up and out of that chapter. Sort of a paradox, right? We don't take youth serious, but we prize youth. What if sustaining our youthfulness is the secret to thriving as we become older? The extraordinary impact youth have had on this society, as well as on the entire world, is no secret. From those who stood, marched, and died courageously in 1976 for justice and education to the youth who continue to fight for free education. We owe so much to the youth, socially, technologically, as well as in the arts. But youthfulness is not an age range, it's a mindset. Before the advancements of brain scanning imagery, it was thought the brain couldn't continue to evolve late into adulthood. However, through modern scientific tools such as fMRI scan, which is functional magnetic resonance imaging, measuring and view the brain activity and changes, we know through neuroplasticity, the ability for the brain to reorganize itself and make new connection, that the brain can change and the changes in brain can occur into late adulthood. This has completely disproven the idiom, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. And more importantly, there's a young dog in our older bones lying dormant, waiting to be fed. Being able to marry the youthful, irreverent intolerance of conventional thinking with steadfastness, steadiness of a more seasoned adult is not an easy balancing act. German philosopher and social critic Friedrich Nietzsche said, the surest way to corrupt a youth is to instruct him to hold in higher esteem those who think alike than those who think differently. If thinking differently and challenging existing order is an honorable pursuit, why do we settle so easily as we get older? We've been taught from an early age to honor the laws of empiricism, to give more weight to ideas which are tested, vetted, and proven through the benefit of history, help safeguard us and keep us from being too vulnerable. When you embrace the voice and posture of your youthfulness at any age, you can summon the courage to challenge existing norms, those systems which are dangerously close to becoming obsolete. Whether you are facing colleagues who are failing to embrace new age innovation, or you work in government and are sick and tired of inefficiency, the exuberance of youth can be your greatest aid as you drive change. Sure, the need to change may be obvious for you, but for many of your colleagues built their reputations on the back of the very thing you want to demolish. It is important that you demonstrate the ability to empathize and build a solid case for what you're doing, using language and evidence that speaks to everyone's bottom line, not only yours. This is really important. I want to stress something here. For those of you who wonder, maybe you've never even thought about this. Have you ever wondered why there's an age that you can start drinking? Some people mature much earlier. Why can't people drink when they're 16? You ever wonder why people can't drive at 14? They can physically. I know 14-year-olds who are highly mature. But why is that sort of a legal age globally that you shouldn't be driving at 14? Here's the reality. I want to explain this. This is very important. That your prefrontal lobes, the part of the brain sort of in the front of your skull, only fully matures around 21 up to 25 years old. What that means is that that region of the brain is called the executive or the CEO of the brain, responsible for looking at patterns, responsible for planning, seeing the future. And the primary reason why we're not allowed to do certain things up until a certain age, even certain positions require you to be a certain age, is that if that part of the brain hasn't matured yet, your lower regions of the brain where the emotions are driven will take over. Now, here's what happens. Imagine this. You're driving a car. You're 14 years old versus you're a person who's driving a car for the first time and you are 50 years old. Even though you both are inexperienced, the primary reason why the 50, 60-year-old first-time driver would probably make a better decision is because their prefrontal lobes are more mature. And because the prefrontal lobes have matured, if something emotional happens, they'll be able to put the brakes on their minds to make the right decisions instead of letting their emotions dominate. Whereas a 14-year-old may find themselves getting a text message about some boy or girl that has a crush, start focusing on the phone, and then hit a pole head on. Now, if you're a 30 or 40-year-old and you've done that, maybe your prefrontal lobes are not as developed as you think they are. Which is the essence of this conversation, is that your youth is in your ability to be able to manage this dynamic between your prefrontal lobes and your lower regions of the brain. Now, let me qualify this. I said earlier, revolutions happen. Things change. New music phenomena are created by youth because primarily they don't put the brakes on their emotions. So it's both good and bad. The ability to know when to put the brakes is how you discover your youth again. For those of you who are so jaded that you don't try anything new, that you physically go, I've done that, or I've seen that, I've experienced that, I watched it on TV, it doesn't work. What remaining youthful is about is going, even though this makes no sense, I'm going to try it anyway. Even though going there looks a bit ridiculous, for the purpose of just being young in my mind, I'm going to do it anyway. And as long as you manage risk properly, you're going to be able to find a youthfulness in yourself. The reconciliation with the youth in you, the ability to keep that young person alive, is daring to try things that are new. A young person, a child, doesn't know any better. So part of the youthfulness comes from their ability to just keep doing stuff, keep trying things, keep pursuing new patterns, new opportunities. The beautiful thing about youth that no one talks about is this concept called patternicity. Patternicity sounds like a big word, but it's not really. It's a pattern. I-C-I-T-Y, patternicity, is to be able to try things and create pictures. And a patternicity is about seeing patterns and seeing a picture from it. What happens is the older we get, we start we stop creating new patterns, so we stop creating new pictures, which means our imagination stops evolving and stops growing. One of the reasons travel is such a powerful thing. Yes, you can travel on Google and you can just go Google the world. But just like recently when I was in Japan or when I was in India or when I was in Europe, different parts of the world, part of the reason why it helped expand my mind is that I created new patterns, which created new pictures, which created new parts of my imagination. The idea of preserving and growing your youth is about creating new patterns, which can create new pictures, which triggers your imagination. And it becomes a value chain or a cycle where you have new inspiration because your imagination has been triggered and you find yourself evolving. Guys, I can't stress this enough. If you want to recapture your youth, try new stuff. English comedian Julian Clary bemoaned growing old this way. He says, however lighthearted you try to be about it, the loss of youth and everything that goes with it is quite a trauma. Yes, it is traumatic. If you are a brand, I want you to make a point that whether you think your market is old or young, inspire people to want to link to your brand, to pull them out of the doldrums of complacency, to be able to try new things, new experiences through experiential marketing. Get them to come experience you, to create a new pattern and watch them come alive. And they are coming alive because new pictures, new images in their mind are being triggered, and boom, they are seeing new options in life. As we continue to celebrate the power of youth in this and every month, let's remember that youthfulness is a gift you can give yourself, and you have science on your side for anyone disputing it. As you script each new chapter of your life, resist the temptation to think your image should define your mindset. Who you see in the mirror should be defined by the energy and life on the inside. Maturity must include youth, not disregard it. As the great inventor Thomas Edison put it, maturity is often more absurd than youth, and very frequently is most unjust to it. One of the surest ways to ensure the youth in you lives boldly is to push yourself to experience new things. Push yourself to explore art that typically exists outside of your boundaries, and go places you think you're crazy to visit. Your brain and your body and your personal brand will thank you later. Ladies and gentlemen, all I can say to you is this. The people who continue to show new growth in their brain, where neuroplasticity happens more, are the people who read more because they want to experience more in their minds, but people who get up and actually go and experience more. The people who go and try new things, taste new types of food, go down roads less traveled, pioneer through spaces that look dark, and do things that scare the living crap out of them. I can promise you, as you go about doing these things, there's an organic process happening inside of your mind. And if you're a brand or marketer out there and you can get people to move from A to B, can get people to shift from their spaces by locking into new value, new perspectives, then you're going to have people in the palm of your hand. You're going to create a loyalty dynamic with your brand that's mind-blowing. Whenever I speak, I try to give new insights, and I try to keep my ideas, my books, everything fresh. The things that made me successful years ago perhaps may have become obsolete. So if you're going to keep working on ideas and things that are no longer working, you're going to get old. If you're going to get stuck on things that you think are good for you and good for everybody and stop growing, yes, you're going to get old. You're going to see yourself withering. You're going to see yourself finding yourself stop growing. But fortunately, you're listening to Unbranded, and I'm going to keep pushing you if you keep following. So thank you so much again for tuning in to another episode of Unbranded. I'm Timothy Maurice. You can follow me on Twitter at Timothy Maurice. I want to thank Cliff Central for hosting this extraordinary podcast. Check out other podcasts on Cliff Central, www.cliffcentral.com. And please continue to subscribe and share on iTunes. We'll be back next week with another episode of Unbranded. CliffCentral.com.